there, guys. This is the host, Mint, back for another episode of GFE. And right now, we're going to talk about the recently new movie that just not only released in theaters, because it never did. I wish it would, but it didn't. It's directly to streaming on Amazon, and that is the remake of Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, directed by Doug Liman. And, okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Some people might sort of like this when you're drunk and stuff. And some people who are not drunk or practically sober, they're probably not gonna like it. And for my honest review, I was a little disappointed by this film. Now, for those of you who haven't seen Roadhouse, no spoilers or anything. But if you've seen the original old, then I think it's okay if I could spoil the original old one, because in this remake, it's an entirely completely different plot, sort of the same concept, but a completely different plot. If you guys haven't seen the original, like the 1989 film with Patrick Swayze, now I really like that film. I think that film is probably Patrick Swayze's best films he ever done. That and right next to Point Break and stuff. But the original Roadhouse, there's just a lot of other like 80s action feeling he has, and the fight arts for more, maybe martial arts a little bit. It's just Patrick Swayze, he just seems like a cool guy. I recommend you go see the original. Now, for this remake with Jake Gyllenhaal, it tried, but it just didn't come out right. It didn't execute at the right time, and it just felt a lackluster disappointment. I wanted to like this film, but somehow I just didn't. It's like you ever watched a movie or something where you're just like, oh man, I gotta like this film, I gotta like this, and then slowly you realize you're just like, maybe that just wasn't for me. It wasn't that good. Now, let's talk about the direct acting first. I mean, Doug Liman, I've seen his films before. I've seen The Bourne Identity, which he did a great job jumpstarting that franchise. I've seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith, directed many other films before. But with him trying to direct Roadhouse, I thought that was a decent director they chose. But the way his directing style, with a little bit of the shaking cam, and there's some CGI in it involving a truck sequence breaking into the Roadhouse bar, it's just that the fight scenes, they were almost like they were, it just felt very, very completely fake out of it. Now, some of it was real, but it just looked fake, almost like the directing style that you see in the Kingsman films, where it was just like cut to another, and one long take in the fight sequences. But I just felt like half of it was real and half of it wasn't. At one point, they had like a cool like first person view cam for like a couple of seconds where Dalton is fighting one of the goons, and I thought that would have been interesting, but it just felt completely thrown off a bit. Now, the fight scene sequences here, they are brutal a bit, I'm not gonna lie, they are brutal at some points, but they just didn't feel like, that's gotta ought to be painful, and it didn't feel like those jackasses really deserved it. I mean, but it wasn't like hardcore MMA fight sequences, and some of the fight sequences, it just felt very like a chaotic montage, like a long-ass wannabe Street Fighter choreography from the video game Street Fighter. It was like, it was trying to go to that brutality, but it didn't. And like, you know, they wanted to keep it real. So the fight sequences, I just didn't really buy it in. And Doug Liman directing this film, especially with the plot of it, again, man, this is an entirely different new story. It's not a sequel, but the plot, it's like, it's completely different than the remake plot. The plot was basically about Dalton being bouncer at this Roadhouse bar. And I'm not joking, the bar is literally called the Roadhouse. Title track of the movie, it's basically some drug dealer guys trying to take over the Roadhouse, building a new rich hotel of people in this poor area of South Central Florida, I think. And then it's just like, it just felt like a capitalist plot or something. It wasn't like a band together, like of all groups of people coming together to stop the bad guy in the end, just like in the original. Because in the original film, it took place in the South in the little town, and it had sort of a little Western vibe where Dalton's bouncing the guys, he's taking out the rich guys while they're coming at him, and then towards the end of the film, all the townspeople come together and stop him because they hate the asshole too. And here in this remake film, they don't do anything. It's like Dalton's doing most of the work majority of the time. Another thing that bugged me the most was that we never get to see Dalton become the mentor teaching the other bouncers how to bounce. I mean, there's a few tiny bits of scenes where he recruits new bouncers, but there aren't any, like, he's not teaching them the rules of the ways to handle their bouncing situations, like the three rules in the original film. Never start a fight on the Roadhouse, expect the unexpected, by never underestimating your opponent, and lastly, just be nice. We never see any of those scenes when he's teaching the bouncers how to be nice. He just sits or takes a nod by them, and they do the rest of the work. We barely see Jake Gyllenhaal's character do some bouncing, just a little bit, but there wasn't enough. It's like, where's that? I want to see more of the teaching ways and how he handles the business with the other guys. It should be like a team, not just as letting the team do their job and him sitting back. I mean, he should, but I just wish he could get involved in this too, like all of them. I miss that nostalgic feeling with honor and respected to the original, you know? And then the characters. I mean, look, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a very good actor. I've been a fan of his films for a while now, and him playing Dalton, look, he's trying. He really is trying, but he can't capture that Patrick Swayze-ness, cool, laid-back look, but at the same time, really straightforward, tough. He is tough, though. I will give him credit. I mean, you've seen him on these shorts on YouTube. He's literally buffed out for the role. If you haven't seen that UFC, like, montage of that video, where they were shooting the movie, I think it was, like, about a year ago, he's really doing it. He's jacked. I mean, I've seen him jacked in Southpaw, but he can play this character, but it just felt like it was poorly executed, and he didn't have that charisma charm into that. You know, he was just trying to act tough, but it's almost like it's a bit of a psychotic too. Now, he could play psychotic characters, but he just didn't have that tone on of his. He didn't have that personal preference, like, appearance. Now, he can fight as well. I mean, again, I said it many times about the fights, but the fights were just very overbloated. Sometimes he'll take you out, no problem, but I just wish the fights were a little bit longer. And then another thing is, we never see a character like Wade Garrett, played by Sam Elliott in the first film. Where's that character? That character doesn't exist in this movie at all. Where's that cool, laid-back mentor? He teaches everything. You know, I love Sam Elliott's character when he says, I'm here to help, amigo. You know, where was that character? I really wish in that remake they would add the Wade Garrett character. And if I had to choose someone like who could play that role, it would probably be, I don't know, Tommy Lee Jones. I could imagine if it would be Harrison Ford trying to do this film. Maybe that could work. I don't know. But where was that character? Then later, Dalton falls in love with this Cuban girl, this doctor lady, like in the original film. She's supposed to be Kelly Lynch's part, but I didn't see any chemistry they had. At least in the first film, they sort of had a love approach they had, but then again, even that wasn't well. But the first one did it better. I just didn't see any love affection they had for each other. I just didn't buy it. And then later on, we get to see Conor McGregor, who is kind of crazy in this film, but come on, this guy can't act. He's good at UFC because he is a real UFC fighter, but he just acts like a crazy, cheesy, one-dimensional character, like any of the people were in the first film. But at least the first film, they looked cool. And the character in that film, I think he was playing Jimmy's role. Well, he was doing martial arts. He was doing flipping over and like kung fu and shit. And Conor McGregor, he's just like, I'm Conor McGregor. I'm an Irish fight. He always headbutts people a lot. They should just call him the headbutter instead. Why don't we just call all of that? I didn't buy this character as well. Interesting rival, especially in the final fight sequence, but it was just like lackluster, and it was just bloated. It just acted like authenticity to the fights, and I just noticed it wasn't like they were like beating each other to a pulp. You know, it was just mostly blood and dirt most of the time. Where's the damage? The characters are not iconic. The movie's not iconic. I really, really wanted to like this film, but this is the only film where you would sort of like, if you're really, really drunk with all your drunken friends, then maybe you would have liked it. I wasn't drunk, but even if I was drunk, I would still be like, what the hell is this piece of shit? I'm just gonna get right to the point. Roadhouse 2024, I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 5 G-stars. So that's gonna be like a D+ for me for that at movies. So if you guys wanna see it, okay, go see it, but I recommend you, it's not going to be a lot like the original. The original, I'm always going to like, but even back then in the original, that didn't had a good run when it first came out. But by a few years later, people looked back on it, and they liked it, because it's one of Patrick Swayze's iconic, cool movies, and the fight scenes, they're a little bit more better than in the new remake. I mean, for God's sakes, Dalton, Patrick Swayze, he just fucking chokes the guy off like an immortal combat, literally a fatality, by striking him in the throat and taking out his entire lung, you know? That was pretty epic. I'm not gonna lie. That looks cool. So yeah, Roadhouse 2024, it was just a generic piece of shit and garbage that just goes straight to DVD. Well, not DVD anymore. It is literally direct to streaming. And those kind of movies, you could just tell, oh, the very, very low quality they have, it just flopped. It's like, God damn it, what the hell were you guys thinking of this film? And like, why did you, if it would have been released in theaters, then maybe it would have gotten like a better chance of getting some people to come into theaters and maybe some quality chance, but either way, it would still flop up either way. So I'm pretty disappointed with this movie. And that's another thing I also want to talk about in this episode. It's not just another movie review. I'm just thinking right now that remakes, especially in these times, they are just absolutely doing very poorly right now. Just for the viewers like me in general, and just the kind of movies they're picking, they suck. There's no depth, there's no rewatchable quality in this movie, and there's no like better like expectations than in the first one or the original. And that's the same thing for sequels as well. And some people always say, oh, remakes are bad, and some remakes are good. It's like, who cares? It's just a remake. Sometimes I have to admit, sometimes the audience viewers are so blind. They don't even know which movie they're asking for, and they'll just take anything they're shoved right in their faces, and they're just like, who cares, just a movie and stuff. And some of those movie remakes, it's like, they are so unnecessary. Why do they even exist? Now, don't get me wrong, there are some remakes that have been very good, but to me personally, it's very rare. It's really rare that some remakes are great and they've done perfectly with respect to the original. Like, for example, in my very first episode when I reviewed Peter Jackson's King Kong from 2005, that's a perfect remake done right. It had a homage and respect to the original, and they made it a bit better. Well, mostly CGI, but they respected it a lot like the original. And I've seen the original. They did it perfect, like scene for scene right. And they had some drama into it. It was just a perfect remake film done right. And then there's, I'm assuming, maybe Ocean's 11 with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. That's a great remake done with respect to the original. I had that same feeling. Sometimes the feeling and the nostalgia were irks too. Ooh, but keep it like very contained too. Don't just make it over nostalgia, but keep it contained while making it new at the same time. But always treat it with respect. And also the remake to 3 to 10 Yuma by James Mangold. That's a great remake done exactly right, like in the original. So there are some good remakes, and then there's some bad remakes. Like the bad remakes, like the remake of Total Recall with 2012 and with Colin Farrell in it. That was terrible, and now we're getting this remake, which is Roadhouse. Terrible, disrespect to the original, even when they did sort of try, but it was just poorly executed. Bad screenwriting, bad directing. It was just the script overall, and just the characters, and just the writing in general. They didn't like at least capture that nostalgic vibe. And also, which I think we could all agree on, the remake of Ghostbusters 2016, that was terrible. That was such a piece of shit movie. It's like, I swear, from the last decade, and I feel like to now, it was just terrible with reboots and sequels. And now it feels like it's this year, 2024, it's literally going to be sequels part two again. Just all but nothing but sequels, unnecessary sequels. Some sequels I'm excited for, but majority of them, unnecessary. I personally think, like, don't get me wrong, there's always going to be some remakes that is going to come away, but whoever comes up with these remakes, they need to find a movie that deserves to remake, but do it exactly right. Now, that I think there should be at least a little law or a movie law that they should never, ever remake a classic. Like, for example, like, never remake Jaws. That's a perfect film. You never ever remake Back to the Future, perfect film. And you absolutely cannot ever remake Taxi Driver. Those are perfect films. It's hard to like remake them because you can't. It's perfect the way it is. Hell, even Star Wars Episode 4, or although some people might say, oh yes, they done it for Star Wars. No. For Star Wars Episode 4, that's a perfect film too. Who the sequels, they had some same concept, but they did try to keep their plot. I mean, that's just my opinion and stuff, but There's always, but my point is, there's always going to be a remake. I just wish there's a good writer or director that literally takes the material seriously, but treat it as like you're carrying someone's baby. Treat it as like if you're a fan of this film, treat it right, dude. It's like, come on. Remakes in general, there will be some good ones out there. You just have to find like a right script. But treat it with respect. That should be the number one rule. Treat it with respect at all times with the Lord. Don't just go batshit over the top, like complete different direction, or like don't own like freaking like change it to a complete 180 opposite and say here it is. Here's the remake. It's gonna be like this because F you. We don't care. You know, it's like no. Please treat it right. Now I'm not saying you have to cater in a lot out to the audience, but I'm just and it's like please listen and respect. That's all I'm gonna say about this. So there you have it, guys. That'll be it for today's episode. But before I go, next week, not the next week, but the week after this is on the next Friday, because I'm going to do new episodes bi-weekly. I will have another Q&A. If anybody will want to send me any questions, you can email me, put them on Instagram, and leave a comment below. You can even ask me that, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, which my show is on, where you can watch the first two seasons. This is season 3 right now, and I'm also on Spotify. I'm also on Pocket KA's Podcast Player FM, and you could just leave your reviews right there. You could go to the reviews, click on one of my episodes, and then scroll all down and just write a review, or go to Apple Podcasts, and follow me on my social media. I'm on Instagram. Leave a comment below for Q&A, and I'll answer anything. You can also email me at gflickexperience@gmail.com. I'll put a link below. Follow me on Instagram if you can at @gfe_hostman. And I'll see either questions if you have or email again. And again, it won't be this coming Friday. It will be the Friday after the next. So keep on listening to the Flick Experience. And as usual, this is the Hostman saying you to all, good night, everyone.